Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
And yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Got about a half hour left to the program. Difficulties and more difficulties. They're even going to change the time of the show. We're going to change the time of the show. You know what? The time of the show is going to be changed to 5 p.m. Instead of 4. So I'll put that out there, everyone. The new time for the Ron Kelly Show. Same day, Friday, and the show will begin at 5 p.m. because I'm finding it difficult to get the show started at 4 lately, and I don't see any changes. So we'll start the show at 5. Hopefully that won't alter any of your plans. We thank you so much for indulging. Those of you who might still be here or might be peeking back to see if I'm here, yes, I am. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And as I said earlier, the show will begin at 5 p.m. starting next Friday, which is March 14th. So don't forget the Ron Kelly Show, 5 p.m., the new starting time on Friday, March 14th, 5 p.m. Everybody, write that down on your calendars. Once again, thank you so much. Shouts out to my homeboy, Lamont Gates, the unflappable one who does it. We do our thing, right? On our show, Real Talk Live. Yours truly, Ron Kelly and Lamont Gates. It's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com. Still a little bit under the weather. Just the cold, just, you know, it's just so hard to when you're outside most of the day. You know, when you're operating outside, it's just hard to stay healthy, you know, with the weather changes. Today it's not too bad, but, you know, the other day it's 0 and it's 12 and it's 15. It's just sub-zero weather, well, below freezing anyway, weather we've been having lately. It's just hard to stop and not have a cold. I got to start taking that vitamin C, like a friend of mine tells me to do. All right. We're here. We got about 30 minutes left of the program. I'm going to give you what I got until 5 o'clock, the Ron Kelly Show. Shouts out to Ron Andrews, who's the VP of HR at Prudential America. We thank him so much for his endorsement of the Ron Kelly Show. That's a high-ranking endorsement, I should say. One of the highest-ranking that I'm aware of. Anyway, so we thank Ron for his indulgence. We thank you all, high ranking, low ranking, whatever the case may be. We thank you all for indulging to the Ron Kelly Show. You know, I watch a lot of American Greed. You know, I love watching American Greed, and you know, and it's fascinating to watch how people give their money away to people they don't know. You know, and I'm not talking about a couple of hundred dollars. You know, I'm talking about $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, the money they've saved all their lives for retirement. And you see on American Greed, they give these people, you know, these shucksters, hucksters to come along and offer them a deal that's too good to be true. Now, you know what they say about deals. If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. Well, it doesn't occur to these people. You know, therefore, there go the title, American Greed. And these people give away, in essence, they actually are giving away their money because they're giving it to somebody who's spending it on themselves. And, you know, it's just so fascinating. that some of these same people probably won't hand a dollar out the window to the bum, to the homeless person who might be panhandling at the corner. They may not give them a dollar, but they go ahead and give their money to these people who are selling them dreams. And, you know, see, God knew that, you know, like, for example, the Ron Kelly Show, this is the headquarters for common sense, you know, the Ron Kelly Show. This is the headquarters, the birthplace, the university of common sense, because God knew that, let me switch gears for a minute, God knew that all of us, many of us would be, some would be smarter, some would be, he knew this, you know, and God, being God, the infinite one, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, gave all of us common sense, you know. So there is a person alive or dead that hasn't had or has common sense. Everybody has it. So that's the beautiful thing. Everyone has common sense. But see, these people, you know, and you have this, you know, everyone has common sense, and we all have that sixth sense. We have it. We do have it. You know, if somebody comes up to you and you just feel like they're ain't right, something ain't right, you know, that feeling is usually right. You know what I mean? That feeling is usually right, that something is wrong. Maybe I shouldn't go for this. Maybe I should walk away. And people get beat constantly, you know, because I see it on American Greed, and they spell it out. And these people have lacked, either they lack common sense or they didn't listen. Excuse me. They didn't listen to that little voice that said, you know what, maybe I shouldn't do this. And you read about it all the time, about people getting, you know, people giving up their life savings, and not just to white-collar criminals, but to people on the street. Somebody says, hey, I got the winning lottery ticket, and I want you to give me a certain amount. I have the winning lottery ticket, but I'm not an American citizen. So you give me so much money, and you can hold on to the ticket until I get naturalized or whatever the case may be. And these people, they run to the bank, take out $12,000, $14,000, $15,000, $20,000, and hand it to somebody that they don't even know. Don't even know. Hand them their money. Here you go. Here's 15 grand. That's all I got in the bank. And I'm going to give it to you, who I don't know, for this bogus scam that my spider senses are tingling, but I'm still going to do it anyway. And now you're on one of those crusader news shows, The Investigators or Seven on Your Side or some other show, where you're crying about giving up your money. Crying. But see, you didn't use that common sense that God gave everybody. Everybody has common sense. It's a great equalizer. Because everybody does. God knew that everybody wasn't going to go to college. And I'm not a religious person. I don't quote the Bible or anything like that. But I am a believer, yes indeed. And he knew everybody wasn't going to go to college. Some people were going to be smarter than others. Some were going to be more informed, especially the ones who listen to this show. And so he, the great equalizer is common sense, which is widely used on this show. So these people wind up getting beat because they didn't pay attention to the little voice. They were greedy. Basically, this is what it boiled down to. They were blinded by greed, and they gave away their money. to some shyster who they know. So, remember, everyone, use your common sense. Use your common sense, your God-given common sense. Because you see the people at the end of the program, American Greed, for example, you see the people at the end of the program lamenting about all the money they got rid of. Some who were retired wind up having to go back to work. Got to go back to work. They're 70-something years old. Got to go back to work. When they were set, lost the house, now living in an apartment and across the tracks because of greed and not using their common sense. So, ladies and gentlemen, I implore you all to use your common sense. You got about 20 minutes left of the program, exactly 20 minutes. It's Ron Kelly's show right here on blogtalkradio.com every Friday afternoon. The new time after today, the new time will be 5 p.m. beginning March 14th, 5 p.m. will be the starting time of the show. So write that down. Put it in your blue BlackBerry. Well, nobody carries BlackBerries anymore. Your iPhone or the Samsung Note or whatever they call it, the little iPad. That's what I call it. Anyway, that's what you do. Mark that date down. Beginning March 14th, Ron Kelly's show will begin at 5 p.m. every Friday afternoon until I change it again. 5 p.m., Ron Kelly show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Boy, I'm tired already. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with a little bit more. It's the Ron Kelly show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is Marching Animal Society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on NorthTalkRadio.com.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Absolutely, yes, indeed. Yes, we are here. It's the Ron Kelly Show right here on blogtalkradio.com every Friday afternoon. Once again, March 14th. Mark it down. The Ron Kelly Show will switch times and we'll spring the time is springing forward this weekend, and Ron Kelly's show will spring forward as well, and we will move from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock every Friday afternoon. So mark it down. That'll be our new time, 5 o'clock every Friday afternoon. So don't everybody don't forget. Use that common sense. Use it. There will be, I believe it's this week, there's a special coming up. It's going to be on Fox and on National Geographic Channel called Cosmos. Yes, Cosmos. And this show, and this has been a debate for, you know, since men learned how to communicate with each other. This has been a debate for years, for centuries, probably hundreds of thousands of years, about the how the world was created. Now, there are some folks, atheists mostly, who believe in creationism. I mean, but the religious folks like myself, who are believers, rather, believe in creationism. And there are other folk who believe in Darwinism or evolution, that, you know, we evolved from apes. We evolved from apes. Cro-Magnon man and such. That we're just, you know, we just happened. There are lots of folks, scientists and all, you know, who believe that we just, you know, we just happened. And, you know, the reason why I believe in that we didn't just happen, because if you take a look at the human body, you know, the human body is virtually perfect in its simplicity. There's something for everything. I mean, you know, of course, and we die, you know, even if we don't, you know, contract anything or come down with anything, you know, we live a certain amount of time and we die. But the human body is perfect, because there's a contingency for everything. You know, I mean, we have an immune system that works fair enough to a degree. I mean, it doesn't stop everything, but it works. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no way that we just happen. You look at the human body, the brain looks like a couple of pounds of ground beef. But it calculates, it remembers, it processes, and there's no mechanical parts, there's no microchips, there's no electronic parts to the human brain, but it processes, it does everything. It tells you where it hurts. You know, it does everything. So if you look at the human body as a whole, I mean, there's a contingency for everything. And I just really don't believe that it was made, or it just happened, because it's too perfect. Eyelashes, eyelids. Why does hair grow in some places and it doesn't in others? You know, why doesn't hair grow on the bottom of your feet? It's not supposed to. You wouldn't be able to stand up. At least it'd be very uncomfortable. So this is why. But there are folks who believe that we evolved from apes. You know, we were cavemen, and we walked around. And we lived in a world where, in a prehistoric era, you know, prior to the Ice Age and the meteor striking the Earth, which they say happened thousands and thousands, millions of years ago, and wiped out everything. Yes, there are folks who believe that that we just happened, and the people and the creationists and the creationists and the evolutionists have been battling for years. Just like the folks before history has been written, that Christopher Columbus was one of the people who discovered that the world was not flat. And there's people who thought that the world was flat and people who didn't, fought for years. So the creationists and the evolutionaries are still fighting. So the show Cosmos is going to be on Fox and a bunch of other channels. It's supposed to be on Fox Sports 1. It's supposed to be everywhere. This historic program that's going to parallel the evolutionists and the creationists. And point out each side's points of view. And some of the things that the creationists may be right about and some of the things that the evolution believers might be right about. So I think it'd be a very interesting program to watch. Cosmos. You can Google it on your computer, and it'll tell you when the show is going to come on. And I know Lamont would be chomping at the bit to talk about this one. So I think maybe on our Real Talk Live, we and Lamont and I will get into this a little more deeper, the creationists and the evolution folk. We'll do a segment on that, because this is Lamont Gates. This is his thing, this biblical history and this type of stuff. This is his thing. So I know he would love to talk about it, so that's what we'll do. Lamont and I will put together a piece, and we'll do it on a Real Talk Live show Wednesday night, 8 p.m. right here on BTR. Yes. So basically, the creationists are made up of people who believe in God, church people, and believers. And the creationists are mostly scientists and atheists and folks who don't necessarily believe. Now you have your atheists who just don't believe in God, period. And then you have your folks who may believe in God but just think that the world was created without him. And then mostly scientists, you know, for the most part, who believe in the they believe in the evolutionary Darwinism, the evolutionary perspective. So I think that'd be a very interesting program to watch. Cosmos coming up on Fox and the National Geographic Channel. No, and I'll probably wind up watching some of it. I mean, I have my, you know, I'm not really into the sensationalism, even though I do watch the haves and have-nots. I'll admit I wouldn't say a junkie, but I'm interested. I mean, but as far as all the other stuff, the Basketball Wives and all that other nonsense, Marriage Boot Camp and this type of so-called reality shows, which grips? No, thank you. No, thank you. I don't think so. I'll find something else better to do. Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle at the White House. You know, see, President Obama's got it going on, even in the face of the Ukrainian crisis, Russians in Crimea. President's still partying anyway. Like, hey, I still got to do me. So last night, Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle were at the White House. You know, Patti LaBelle, see, this is probably the first time they were ever at the White House. You know, a lot of these R&B singers, a lot of these R&B singers never would have made it to the White House if Obama didn't become president. They wouldn't have made it. They would not have made it, because prior to President Obama, okay, you had 8 years of George Bush from 2004 to 2012, you had George Bush. So, you know, wasn't no R&B singers coming to the White House when George Bush was the president. I mean, can you imagine George Bush singing R-E-S-P-E-C-T with Aretha Franklin? I don't think so. I don't think so. So many of these African-American R&B artists would not have made it to the White House if it were not for the presidency of Barack Obama. Wouldn't have made it. No way. Patti LaBelle rolling around on the floor. You know, no. Maybe with Clinton, maybe. Maybe a couple of them might have rolled in there with Clinton, who people like to call the first black president. I never, never, ever agreed to that. And I told Janice about this last week. The first black president. Are you serious? I never agreed to that, that Obama was the first black president. Because, he, I mean, because not, did thank you, Lamont. Obama, the first, I mean, Obama was first black president, not Bill Clinton, Obama. Obama. And see, what happened was everyone resigned themselves. Everyone resigned themselves to, you know what, we're never going to have a black president, ever. So we're going to adopt a white one. And we're going to find a white one. And this isn't about white or black. You know, folks know that because a lot of white people listen to this show. Because of the position I take. And black folks resigned themselves and said, you know what, we're never going to have a black president. Never, 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 never. So we're going to adopt a white one. But we're going to find a white one that's closest. Let's adopt Bill Clinton because he's done the most for us. Done the most for who? Where did that come from? You look back on the Clinton history, what did Bill Clinton do for black people? He put his office in Harlem. Hey, what else did he do? You know, I certainly wouldn't want the first black president to be the first president that received fellatio in the Oval Office. No, no, let's wait. Let's wait and let a real African-American get elected. We don't want Bill Clinton to be the first black president. First of all, he's not black. And secondly, look what he did. Look what he did. Look what he did. So who wants him? So this is what I'm saying. So let's wait. No, let's wait. And we waited, and now we got a black president. So, you know, we're going to talk. We'll talk about this more. Lamont and I will get into it, and we'll get into that cosmos. We'll get into the creationists versus the evolutionaries. That's Lamont's thing. I know he's chomping at the bit to talk about that stuff. So I may have to take a back seat that night. Because that's Lamont's sweet spot, that religious stuff, history. And I'll let him explain to you when we come on the show on Wednesday night. It's Real Talk Live with us, 8 o'clock, right here at BTR.com. We got a couple minutes left. Got about a minute and 45 seconds left. So I want to thank you all for those who did tune in, and you know, we indulge this program off and running on time. But once again, next Friday, March 14th, we'll make sure and we'll put it out there on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. We'll put it out there that Ron Kelly's show will be starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be daylight savings time, actually, because we'll be springing ahead this weekend, so it's 5 p.m. daylight savings time here on the East Coast. The Ron Kelly Show, 5 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com. And before that, in between that, you can join Lamont and I, the unflappable one, Lamont Gates. And yours truly, Ron Kelly. It's the hottest show on radio right now today. Trust me. It's the hottest program that you may not have heard. It's Real Talk Live, yours truly, and Lamont Gates. It's Wednesday night, 8 p.m., right here on blogtalkradio.com. It's always hip. It's always happening. And we lay it down for you every Wednesday night. So stay informed, stay enlightened, stick with us, the dynamic duo, Lamont Gates, Ron Kelly. It's Real Talk Live on Wednesday night. All right, so we're going to break out of here. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, 5 p.m., March 14th, 5 p.m. for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's so much more important to be nice. Thank you. We're out of here.